live for, you know, God be having to provide for you, your children, having a good education, all of those things. There's nothing wrong with it. But I want to encourage us this morning to keep the main thing, the main thing. We've got to make sure that we are on our way to heaven, and we've got to make sure that we make it there. We've got to make sure that we make it there. The worst thing for me would be, I got saved in 1994. So in April, 1994. So April this year, it will be 32 years that I'm saved. And if I should die after 32 years of serving the Lord, and I would miss it, I would have wasted my life. I would have wasted 32 years of my life. And I don't think it's wise for me to live my life and then miss heaven. Why are we here? We've got to do everything in our power to get there and to look forward to that day. Amen. On Tuesday at COM, Gerry was talking about heaven, and then I realized it was a second confirmation to me that I needed to talk about this. Those of you that know Gerry and Yvonne, it's Gerry's favorite topic. We're going to go to heaven. Guys, we must, and God uses certain people like that in our lives to remind us. But it's Gerry's favorite thing to talk about heaven and getting into heaven. Have you ever felt like, for instance, when you are on holiday and then you are around people and you are so relaxed and you are enjoying the company of people around you and you wish that it could last, that holiday could last forever and ever and ever? Guess what? We have something like that to look forward to. But not because we're going to necessarily spend time with the ones we love. We are going to spend time with the ones we love. But we are going to spend time with the one that loves us. And that is going to be an awesome time because Jesus will be there. And Jesus, we want to spend eternity with Jesus. And that is how heaven will be like. Heaven will be like, because Jesus is there, heaven will be like, I want to be here forever and ever. And guess what? We will be there forever and ever because we'll be able to spend time with Him. Because Jesus is there, perfection will be there. We will be in such a perfect state ourselves because the Word of God says, we will be changed in a twinkling of an eye into the image and the likeness of Jesus. Amen. So let's quickly dig into the Word. Revelations 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. You know what stood out for me there? There's no longer any sea. So, disappointment, there won't be a sea. Let's look at verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for a husband. So the new city is coming down. We're going to look into detail now what the Word of God says about that city. Verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men. He's going to be with us. And He will live with them. We going to be living with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we will be His people. They will be His people. And God Himself will be with them and be their God. And God Himself will be our God. Verse 4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. I said to Lisa when we were chatting at the back there, I said, the best year on earth is worse than the worst of heaven. And the worst year on earth is better than the best in hell. Because in hell, there's no light. Jesus isn't there. There's pitch black darkness. You can hold your hand like this in front of your face and you won't be able to see it. That's how bad hell is. But praise God, we will be in heaven. And I want to encourage all of us, make sure that you are there. Make sure that you get there. And there'll be no more death. There'll be no more mourning or crying or pain. How many of us, we needed to be ministered to sometimes because of death, crying, pain. That is things that happen here on earth. Those things will be non-existent in heaven. It will be non-existent. There'll be no death, no mourning, no crying, no pain. Isn't that an awesome thought? There'll just be joy. Joy unspeakable because Jesus will be there. Verse 5. You are seated on the throne, said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, this is John writing, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Verse 7, he who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. So there's things to overcome for us to get there. God will show you what you need to overcome to get there. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolatrous and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. I think that's self-explanatory. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates. Just look at this. Great high wall, 12 gates. And with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west. So it's like a square. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angels who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. Now I want you to imagine how big this city is. The city was laid out like a square as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length as wide and as high as it is long. So 12,000 stadia, it says 1,400 miles. That's how wide and how long the city is. That is 2,240 kilometers wide and long. That's how big the New Jerusalem will be. So I thought the city, you know, it's like Joburg. Joburg is quite big. Okay, it's a smaller city. Durban. I thought it would be that big. No. This city, as wide as it is long, this city is about the size of South Africa. It's about the size of our country. 2,240 meters wide, 2,240 meters from the coast up. That's how long and how big South Africa is. He measured its wall and it was 144 cubits thick by man's measurement, which the angel was using. The walls were 65 meters wide. Now think of it. This is like a meter. 65 meters. That's how wide the walls will be. Just the walls of the city. And it's not made of brick. The wall is made of jasper. And the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. I can't even begin to imagine how jasper looks on a wall, but anyway. The foundation of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, and the fourth emerald. The fifth sardonyx, I've never heard of these things. The sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. I don't even know what that is. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass, like the main street in the city of God is made of pure gold. So you're not confused when you're in the main street of Jerusalem. I'm going to tell your friends, I walked the main street of Jerusalem today. How do you know? I'm still shining of the gold. I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. So that's why it says, He will make all things new. All things new. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. So besides the fact that the gold is shining, Jesus is shining and God is shining light over the city. And there is no night. So there's no sea and then there's no night. So I don't know if we're going to sleep, but anyway, we'll find that out when we get there. So there's no light, no night, because the glory of the Lord illuminates the city day and night, the whole time. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. So the gates are there made of, I don't know what, precious stones, but the gates remain open all the time. Because the purpose of a gate is to close it so that you can be safe and you can go and sleep at night. Our gates at home, we close, okay, in South Africa, not like other countries, we have to close our gates all the time. But but in other countries, the purpose of the gate is to go and close the gate so that you can go and sleep. There's no night there, so the gates remain open. Day and night, the gates remain open. And the glory and honor of the nations will be brought into the city. Last verse of Revelation 21. Nothing impure will ever enter it, Nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Like I said to you, this year with 32 years of serving the Lord, I'm not going to have wasted 32 years of my life and miss that. I think we all agree with that. I think none of us are silly enough to miss it. So I want to encourage us this morning, do what you need to do. Let God show you where you need to adjust, where you need to change, what you need to do, the obstacles that you need to overcome, like the word says earlier, to get to heaven one day. Because it's going to be awesome and it's going to be dreadful if we miss it. We don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss heaven. I want to be there. And I want to make it one day. So, let's look at the next verse. Revelations 22. These are the two last books in the Bible. Oh, I've heard many preachers from the first book in the Bible. I've heard very, very few preachers from the last book of a Bible and the last verses of a Bible. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. So in the city, there's a river. We know that mainly in the world, in our world, that you can't, a town, even a little town, like Barkly, West, Kimberley, there needs to be water close by. That's how you actually build a city. That's how cities came about, because of water. And water is a representation of life. As clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. This river flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are there for the healing of the nations. Not even the fruit of a tree is there for the healing of a nation. Just the leaves is going to heal the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There's a lot being made that in the last days, you know, the 666 here on the forehead and on the arm, but the name of the Lord will be on our foreheads, because we've served him faithfully, because we've known him. So he writes his name on your forehead so that we can indicate that you belong to him. Isn't that an awesome thought? Last verse. There will be no more night. Okay, we've spoken about that. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Today, I just believe that God wanted us to ponder on heaven and where we are heading as an encouragement to all of us to keep on serving him, no matter how difficult, to keep on serving him, keep on loving him and his people, and enduring until the end of time, when we will be experiencing the glory of reigning with him in eternity. And as I land this morning, I want to ask us, those of us that know him, and those of us that don't know him, first of all, those of us that don't know him, if you don't know the Lord, and you want to make right with him, and you want to come to him this morning, or even if you know him, but you want a deeper relationship with him this morning, I want you to stand. I want you to stand if you want a deeper relationship with the Lord and if you want to make heaven one day. And sometimes we forget that when we gave our hearts to the Lord, it's in order for us to accept Him as our Lord and Savior because He paid the price for us so that we can ultimately make heaven. So that we can ultimately, our destiny is heaven. Our destination is heaven. And this morning I want to encourage us that if you would like to make your destination heaven, I want you to stand or I want you to slip up your hand or stand or do whatever. If you are shy, and come and speak to me, come and speak to Jacques afterwards so that we can pray with you and make sure that you make heaven one day. Amen. So is there anybody bold enough in here this morning? Okay. Let's all of us stand and then I'm gonna pray and then I'm gonna give over to Jacques. Okay, I'm just gonna pray and land. Lord, we just wanna thank you this morning, Father God, that as we pondered heaven this morning, that you will make us so excited to get there. Lord, this huge city, I cannot imagine a city that big. 2,240 kilometers. How long will it take us to walk it? So long. Lord, we thank you that this morning we can know that Jesus will be there and that we will reign with him forever. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that even as we stand here this morning, that if we are not sure, those of us that are not sure about where we will end up one day, that you will speak unto us and you will bring us and lead us and guide us to come to that decision to accept Jesus as Lord and as Savior and to live for Him. Lord, I pray that those of us that know you, that we will live for you, that no matter what comes our way, because the enemy is here on earth, stopping us, discouraging us, all of those things, these things, we need encouragement, that we would stand on your word, stand on who you are, and live our lives so that we can make heaven one day. We honor you for that. We praise you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.